Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am subbing in for Alex for the next 3 days. I'm Jason Burmis. You can go check out my stuff over at loosechange911.com. Or you can go over to the InfoWars shop and pick up Loose Change there, or loosechangethefinalcut.com. But we're talking continuity of government and 9/11 with Peter Dale Scott, obviously an accomplished scholar and author. And, you know, you just mentioned a few things that I want to truck over. You said, look, you know, they could declare martial law. Well, Jeb Bush declared martial law in Florida a few days before 9/11, knowing well that his brother was going to be there on the morning of 9/11. And then you also discussed how Bush was taken to Offutt Air Force Base before going back to D.C. Well, he was taken to Offutt and Barksdale, two of the places where these drills were actually going on. And, you know, to get back to this E-4B thing, according to the official version, you know, these E-4Bs were landed immediately after and during the attacks. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a video of yet another white plane on the scene of the World Trade Center in restricted airspace after the first plane strike, but before the second. Now, it doesn't have the exact... It's a pretty blurry video. It's a zoom-in. It doesn't have the exact markings of an E-4B. It doesn't have that line, and I can't tell whether it has that hub on the top. And it seems to have a blue tail section and blue underside wings. But, you know, this is another white plane that appears to have to be military because it's in restricted airspace. You know, what's going on here? And then we had to wait until August of last year to actually get the NORAD tapes. And again, the official line was, well, these drills immediately ceased as soon as the attacks happened. That's not the case. You know, I've listened through these tapes, and I have a general on the phone to Cheyenne Mountain after Flight 93 has been downed, asking them to please take the inputs off the screen. And as you mentioned before the break, you know, Richard Myers went before the 9/11 Commission and said, oh, this helped our response because we had all these people at the command centers during these field training exercises. Yet, how could it help their response when they didn't stop any of the attacks?
Had people at the Need Center complaining that they couldn't tell what was real and what was fake. Maybe not everyone in the audience understands that there were radar blips entered into the radar screens to simulate approaching planes. And in addition, there was some real-time plane activity also, and what those planes were, I don't know. This is more your expertise than mine, because you handle photography, and I of course, just handle text.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it drives me nuts that I have all these people saying, oh, you're debunked, they stopped these drills, but you listen to the tapes, and they're obviously confused. You go to the records, and you find out, well, the National Reconnaissance Office, you know, with a team from the CIA, is running a drill at 8:45 in the morning of ramming planes into buildings. And I have this other clip that I'm going to be putting into Fabled Enemies. The governor of Maryland went on TV that morning and said that the local police, Dave Mitchell, had called him and said that he had a list of targets that included the World Trade Center and Pentagon on his desk. You know, early in the morning, saying that they were going to be attacked, and a list of others like the Sears Tower was on there, and I believe the World Trade Center in Baltimore. But then
you have him on tape saying that?
Oh, I do. I believe the man is Paris Glendening, is the governor of Maryland at the time, and yeah, he went on the local, I believe it was Fox Washington, and said those things, and they kind of pressed him on it. They said, "Are you telling me that, you know, Dave Mitchell had foreknowledge of the attacks?" He's like, "Yeah." And he's like, we also had these other targets. And what interests me about the other targets is, you know, the official line is that the four hijacked aircraft didn't even emit a hijack code. In other words, these guys took it over. There was no hijack code. There was no way of knowing it was hijacked. Well, you know, we also know that there were other planes that emitted hijack codes. You know, in and out of Alaskan airspace, a Korean airliner, and we had other hijackings coming in from Canada. I want to get your take on that. On the other side, we're with Peter Dale Scott, and we're going to take your calls into 30 minutes past the hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back with Peter Dale Scott, and we're talking 9/11. Peter, you know, we talked a lot about, continuity of government. We talked a lot about the drills now and possible foreknowledge. I'd like to get your take on the initial congressional investigation, because a lot of people don't even realize that that investigation took place. They don't realize that it was headed by Porter Goss and Bob Graham, two of the guys that were meeting with the head of the Pakistani ISI on the morning of 9/11. It later came out that this man had wired $100,000 to Atta just prior to the attacks, which according to the official version would be one-fifth of the al-Qaeda funding for the operation. And they redacted 27 pages in that. You know, the lead Democrat on that was Pelosi. You know, a lot of people don't understand her involvement. And there were 27 redacted pages. Well, Graham went on PBS in December of 2002, and he actually said that there was a lot of evidence that foreign governments, governments were involved in the attack, and not only the financial funding, but other aspects as well. And then when he was pressed on it, he said that it was going to be classified for the next 20 to 30 years and wouldn't become public until it was turned over to the archives. I ask you, how can we have a report that redacts 27 pages of foreign government involvement and then have an official report that doesn't even include any of this information?
Well, there is a book out now about the 9/11 Commission by Philip Chenon, who's a New York Times reporter. There was a big fight in that section of the staff of the 9/11 Commission. The staff wanted to go back to the same material, and they were overruled. We know essentially what that part of the classified part of the Joint Committee report said. It was talking about the fact that when two of the key hijackers, or alleged hijackers, I should say, al-Hamza, came from this meeting in Malaysia, they were met at the airport by somebody who pretty clearly is some kind of intelligence asset for Saudi Arabia. And they were given money, and a place was found for them to stay. And the man who was involved later changed his story. We now have, there's an FBI timeline for everything that happened, and it's being released, I think, in the last 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And in that timeline, we have these Al-Midar and Al-Hamza are met at the airport by somebody with a very strong connection to Saudi Arabia. The man who takes care of passing them money and finding them, he actually located them in his own apartment building. And this was leaked out of that joint committee to Newsweek in January of 2003, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the result of all that was that Graham was told that Graham was investigated and told that he faced indictment. But we still have never had an official recognition of the fact that these two hijackers were here on some kind of government, Saudi-sponsored government. Now, one book that does talk about this, Lawrence White Wright's book, The Looming Tower, and even more clearly in an article he did for The New Yorker, where he says that, of course, the CIA is not by law allowed to sponsor intelligence operations inside this country, but it's possible that they were clued into a Saudi intelligence operation and that al-Hamza and al-Midar were part of that Saudi intelligence operation.
Well, that seems to tie in with J. Michael Springman, the whistleblower, who was working at the consulate in Jeddah in the mid-'80s, early 90s, when he would, you know, tell these guys, no, you can't have a visa to go into the United States, and he would be overruled by his superiors, and they would tell him it was for national security reasons.
And one of the times he was overruled was the blind sheikh, who was the kind of intellectual mentor for the whole al-Qaeda movement inside America.
Yeah, it's all very odd how it's connected in that manner. And, you know, he goes on to say that he was told by other people within the CIA that they had been doing this through the mid-'80s with their asset, Osama bin Laden, to funnel these guys into our country.
I don't know that Osama was directly a CIA asset. He certainly worked closely with the Saudi government. Mm-hmm. But a man who did work with the CIA is Ali Mohammed. Have you talked about Ali Mohammed on this show before?
No, I haven't. Why don't you enlighten me?
Okay, well, this is a man who ultimately, he was very close to Osama. He was part of al-Qaeda. He was, at a minimum, it's admitted, he was an FBI informant, although all that the commission heard was that he had applied for a job as an FBI. No, clearly he was an FBI informant, and this became obvious in 1993, he was picked up by the Canadians in Vancouver Airport because he was in the company of a known terrorist. And he gave the RCMP a telephone number and said, phone this number and you will release me. And they phoned the number. It was the San Francisco office of the FBI. He was released. And he then went over to Kenya and took photographs of the U.S. Embassy in Kenya, personally delivered them to Osama bin Laden, and figured out where they should put the truck. So that he ended up eventually being indicted for the so-called Landmarks case in New York City. For the embassy bombings. So he was then in the hands of the U.S. government. And after 9/11, he told his FBI handler, yes, I knew the hijackers, and I trained them. I told them where to sit in the plane up in first class, and I advised them to use box cutters and so on. Very, very high-level man at the center of al-Qaeda's plot. And at a minimum, an FBI informant, but I think really was a CIA asset. And it's, again, admitted that at one point he was. The CIA says they dropped him. But here is a man who is in Special Forces, U.S. Special Forces, and just took a little holiday from U.S. Special Forces to go over and fight with the so-called Foreign Legion of Arab Afghans in Afghanistan. Now, that's not something you can do if you're a regular officer, and his commanding officer at Fort Bragg was very upset. It's clear that he was working for another agency, and this certainly would not have been the FBI. I think he was still a CIA asset. And I have a whole chapter about him in my book, The Road to 9/11. I believe that the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993 would never have happened if they hadn't been covering up for what this man was doing. And when some of the people he was training in Brooklyn and outside New York became involved in the murder of Meir Kahan, and they knew that it was conspiracy, and they found a whole lot of terrorist training manuals that Ali Mohammed had supplied from Fort Bragg to them. And then they came out and said that they had one man, and they stopped there and said this man was familiar language for Americans. He was a lone nut who acted all by himself, when they already had picked up his two associates and had all this incriminating evidence, which was suppressed. The other two went on to take part in the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. So I think it's a major scandal, and that's one of the things that the 9/11 Commission was covering up.
Yeah, well, we know, you know, some of these hijackers trained at U.S. Navy stations in Pensacola, Florida. We know others lived with and rented from.
Well, people with their names certainly did, unquestionably, right.
Exactly. Well, they didn't want to talk about it after their exact names, you know, listed their addresses and their on their licenses as that Pensacola Navy station.
And this is one of the conspicuous gaps in the 9/11 report. We really have major problems about who the alleged hijackers were. Mm-hmm. It would have been very unusual, actually, for Al-Qaeda to get on planes using their own names.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, in my new film, I have Diane Albritton, who was a neighbor of Waleed Al-Shaari, who actually called the CIA on him, and she went public the next day. Again, this is Fox Washington, and she's like, yeah, I called the CIA on them, and they weren't interested. Well, why wouldn't the CIA be interested in these people that were supposedly on the terror watch list that had all these connections? We know, again, two of them lived with and rented from an FBI informant. And if this whole thing is real, Al-Qaeda is the number one terrorism group in America, and we have to get Al-Qaeda. Why is it that the Washington Post is now reporting on Sunday that all the people involved in the USS Cole bombing have either escaped or been let go? You would think, you know, we have these institutions of Abu Ghraib and Gitmo. These would be top priority guests in those facilities.
Yeah, of course, they were let go in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes to the heart of the problem. You see, we work with governments who themselves engage in terrorism. And we haven't even mentioned Pakistan yet. Pakistan mm-hmm. would probably be the number one example. Pakistan's ISI was our principal asset in Afghanistan in the 1980s. And we did things Pakistan's way, which meant that half the aid that we sent to Afghanistan in the 80s ended up in the hands of a man called Hekmatyar, who was passionately anti-American and was an ally of bin Laden, and ended up being a backer of the Taliban against the Americans. And another man, Haqqani, by the way, principal CIA asset in Afghanistan, is now a principal supporter of the Taliban. We did all of these things to please Pakistan because of programs that have been in place for decades. Pakistan is not, if you want to bring a democracy to Asia, Pakistan is not a good country to use as your sort of land-based aircraft carrier. But we were stuck with these allies, and that has contaminated all of our policies.
All right, we're going to be back with Peter Dale Scott after the break. We're going to be taking your calls. It is the Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
All right, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm subbing in. I'm Jason Burmis. And we are with the accomplished author and scholar, Peter Dale Scott. I got to tell you, I'm really excited about this reissue of The War Conspiracy with even more information. It's been out of print for some time. It's a book that's 35, 36 years old, folks. And, you know, he's just has a plethora of work after that that's, you know, The Assassination, Dallas and Beyond, crime and cover-up, the CIA, the Mafia, and the Dallas Watergate connection, drugs, oil, and war, and, of course, as late as the road to 9/11, wealth, empire, and the future of America. We're going to go to your calls in this final segment with Peter Del Scott. Let's go to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, are you with us?
Hi. Peter, before I get to the subject of 9/11, I want to ask you, are you familiar with a book called Farewell to America that was...
Farewell America. By the author's name is given as Hepburn.
It's who's the author?
Well, we don't know the real author, but it came from France, and we think probably French intelligence. And the books ended up in the doorway of a friend of mine, Bill Turner, and I have a copy. It's got some useful information, and I think it's got some disinformation. But, you know, we knew so little about the Kennedy assassination back then that it was a useful book. Today, I don't think it's very useful.
Okay. I want to go back to 9/11 and say, on the issue of the FAA and these video telecommunication bridges or phone bridges, as they're colloquially known, there was a 9/11 Truth 9/11 writer that mentioned that Jane Garvey had either testified or in an interview that slipped out that they had redundant communications even before the first plane hitting the towers, and as a matter of law or regulation, they probably have to maintain a constant official phone links.
Yeah.
And what is your information on the maintenance of those and the cover up because those are not now available?
Well, you know, this is a bit out of my area because it's technical. I've talked to a man called Robin Horton, who was himself an air traffic controller once. I think the most alarming symptom is the fact that a lot of the FAA people involved recorded their experience of that day, and then a supervisor came around and took all the tapes, and before their eyes, chopped them up into little pieces and threw it in the garbage can.
In several garbage cans. Didn't even throw it in one.
Right. So I should have said several garbage cans. So there has been a massive cover-up in this area. And by the way, I want to alert you and everybody to the fact that the commission said that their documents, their exhibits, which they did not release, unlike the Warren Commission, which did, would be released starting in January 2009. Well, the National Archive at present is trying to process those documents for release. They got help. They got cooperation from the FBI, and after quite a long delay, they're beginning to get cooperation from the CIA. They haven't even had an answer to their letters from the Department of Defense and from the FAA, who are, I think, two of the principally involved agencies here. So if there isn't some kind of pressure on Congress to get a law requiring these agencies to release their documents, we may never know. I unfortunately don't have the technical competence to get into an area that is, of course, extremely important, and some people have done very good work in this area.
All right, let's shoot to Greg in New Jersey. Greg, you with us?
Hi, gents. I got a comment and a question. First, the comment. The thing that really blows my mind after serving in the military for as long as I did is that they're trying to tell us that every Air Force, whether it be Naval or the U.S. Air Force, somehow could not in any way, shape, or form intercept or at least get airborne.
Mm-hmm.
To intercept these planes. I find this so hard to believe, especially when you consider the fact that you had F-16 sitting on the ground in Atlantic City.
I agree with you, Greg. You just hold on because we got to go to break. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find your information?
Well, I have a website, www.peterdalescott.net, and make sure you put .net because there's a .com website that should not be at all.
peterdalescott.net.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
In 1837, the young Mrs. Crawford was a happy wife and busy Texas pioneer mother of two little children. But a cruel, cunning Comanche Indian raid changed all that, changed her to a young widow and an Indian prisoner. Her story is told in a history book I read, quote, "One of this lady's children was a little daughter about 2 months old, and as the Indians were tired of hearing it cry, they determined to kill it. An Indian snatched it from the arms of its mother and threw it in a deep pool of water with the intention of drowning the poor little innocent. The heroic mother, caring more for her tender offspring than her own safety, dashed boldly into the stream to save it from a watery grave. The Indians were amused by her frantic efforts to save her child from drowning, and as soon as she reached the bank with it, they threw it in again and continued the sport until the child was nearly drowned and the poor woman was almost exhausted. At last, one of them seized the child, drew back its head, and told another to cut its throat. The frantic mother, seeing the dreadful order was about to be executed," end of quote. I'll stop right there. If you want to know what happened right then and there, the rest of that Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. There's quite a moral application, and it's a very interesting story.
For Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
All right, we're back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for the next 3 days. I want to thank Peter Dale Scott once again for coming on the show. That's peterdalescott.net. But we have the man, the myth, the legend, Alex Jones with us for a few minutes to discuss some police state developments. Alex, are you there?
Burmas, please. Come on. Jason Burmas, the man, the myth, the legend. Come on, man. Unless you're doing a great job. You know, I'm supposedly taking a few days off. So next week I can work 18 hours a day to finish, that's right, it's not done. 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, for short, it's just Truth Rising. And I hope folks will go to Infowars.com, link through, and get their Alamo Draft House tickets. Now it's the one downtown, the new one called the Ritz. By the way, I'm only having two showings. I'm just too busy to have any more than that. I'm literally showing it to then make even a few changes and fine-tune it for the DVD that will come out in about a month to 2 months. We're just that busy. But I knew you had William Lewis coming on. I almost came into work this morning. I almost told the family, look, we're not going swimming. We're not going to a picnic because I never take off. I'm going to come in and talk about these police because I saw the footage of Philadelphia where they pull a car over and like 25 cops come in and beat and billy club. But they run up like wild monkeys on the non-resisting citizens and start kicking and jumping on the car like gorillas. I mean, if these are supposed mad dog killers, the police shouldn't run them to their car. And then they pull them out, billy club them, beat them. The guys don't resist, but they charge them with resisting. You know, I try to like the cops, but they've been brainwashed. They've been conditioned, to carry this out. And then I saw people on the message board at Infowars.com were commenting, some of them saying, hey, this is good, because they watch the newscast where they go, well, they thought the guys might have been involved in a shooting in another part of the city, and a few days before a cop got shot in town, and so they're on edge. And the cops say, we're going to go ahead and charge them for us beating them up. And it's all on close-up video.
Yeah, I mean, these guys get soccer kicked. I mean, soccer kicked. The guy runs up and is soccer kicking them. It's well over a dozen people attacking three people. They got the dogs out. They get the baton out.
When the cops first get there, they attack the car.
Mm-hmm.
They're like mad dogs, but that's not enough. Then footage comes out in Austin, or right outside Austin, where a guy with no criminal record, well-spoken, he gets pulled over for not using a turn signal. And the cop wants to search his car, so the young man says no. We're going to get him on the show, by the way, for the next 2 days. Trey's working on it. He says, no, you know, I have rights. And so the cop says, that's it, you're going to jail for no turn signal. And the cops on the thing say, yeah, we take you to jail for no seatbelt turn signals now for 1 mile over the speed limit. They're building more prisons. It's all, but then the illegal aliens, they admit that they don't arrest them for drunk driving, no ID, none of that. And then a video came out today. There's like 10 others. Where you got this guy, he's done this, they're trying to make him do a sobriety test in the police station, and the guy says, look, I'm tired of doing this, you've just been choking me. Now, this is what the cops released, and he says, please stop choking me, and then the guy goes and sits down, and the cop comes over and starts squeezing his neck going, you get up and do what I say. He's torturing him right there, and then the guy stands up, and he says, man, I'm going to press charges on you, you know, you've hurt me, you've been choking me, and he sits back down. And the cop says, that's it, I'm tasering you. And tasers, and these are cattle prods, like in a FEMA camp or Nazi Germany. It's all been legitimized. There's deaths every day. We've entered a new vortex of evil. And, I mean, I just want people to know this is tearing my guts out. I mean, I can't think about anything else but this because I'm seeing cops every 10 feet. There goes one right there. The borders are wide open. The government's totally lawless. The government takes children's DNA at birth. Does nothing about it. In William Lewis's film that we have at Infowars.com, Watching Your Fire, he has all the taser footage where the guy doesn't have an ID, so they taser him. Now they say in Canada, they taser him, don't have a train ticket. As quote, punishment, judge, jury, executioner. I just want the police to know that's because the country, the world is going into receivership. You've been trained to do this so as things bankrupt, so you can take control. And I just saw people on there defending them because they put out this propaganda about how this guy had, you know, these guys they beat up in Philadelphia. It said, well, they thought they might have been suspects, but then they didn't charge him with the, quote, crime they said they thought they might have been involved in. First, they had to dehumanize him in the media, and then they say they charge him with assaulting the cops. I mean, now on video... it's come out with Cedric Benson, the Washington, the Chicago Bear. This private police, these true private mercenaries, that's what LCRA is. They surveil all of Austin. I mean, I know their former head security guy. I don't know, man. I just look, Firmus, that's the problem. I can't get off the treadmill. I can't quit thinking about it. I'm trying to make myself get away from the work because, you know, I'm so, not even burnt out. I'm just like, just trying to get away from it, and I can't even do that. But listen, go ahead and bring up William Lewis. It's just we got to fight back. We got to get the word out. We got to resist this thing, and we got to have the police realize that I'm tired of seeing police riots. I'm tired of seeing them feed on us. I'm tired of the injustice, and we're just like a third world country now, Burns.
I agree, man. And you can see the story over at Infowars.com. The video tells it all. I mean, these guys really get jackbooted. I mean, three people out of the car, on the ground, on their bellies, right off the bat. And they are just assaulted mercilessly. Again, the dogs are out, the batons are out, and the soccer kicks are in.
Well, better than the CIA guy, now confirmed to be CIA, and he just gets out. He's got his hands at his side. They execute him to make sure he died. They then bound him real tight while he bled to death. And, you know, this is what they do. This is, and it's just tearing my guts out to know that my children are growing up in a country that isn't free. And, you know, to know that my, you know, this country has never been perfect. But, I mean, this is like Reconstruction or something, where just paramilitary gangs are just running around. Folks, study, watch the movie Outlaw Josie Wales. Go rent it tonight. Get it on Netflix. Outlaw Josie Wales. That's based on true stories. It's based on a book, Headed to Texas. And it's actually based on a composite of true stories. And that's exactly what we're dealing with. And we are in a red level crisis. They have been scientifically trained to do this. It is totally illegal. The stuff that went on in Abu Ghraib goes on everywhere. Get Washington, you're fired. Get Loose Change, Final Cut. I'm begging the listeners, get more aggressive. Spam every website. Go on to every message board. Get the websites out. Get the videos out. Expose. The people are waking up, and I beg good police out there to get past your, quote, brotherhood and the weird gang cult you're in, the gang psychology. And it's not about hating cops, because if we hate the police, all that does is further compact them into their gang mentality. But at the same time, we must expose what they are doing. I mean, folks, they're hiring felons and illegal aliens to be police now and military. The stuff you see going on in Iraq, the snuff videos, all of it, that is the reality of what we're dealing with, and they're all coming back to be cops, and it's going to get worse and worse. The globalists scientifically have crafted this. We are going into total tyranny. Look, I'm going to let you get to William Lewis, and take care.
Thanks, Alex. I really appreciate you popping in. Again, Alamo Draft House, two showings. One at 4 and one at 7. They'll be held on Saturday, May 17th and Sunday, May 18th. Only two screenings, and if you don't catch it at the Alamo, you're going to wait at least a month to get it on DVD over at Infowars.com. All right, switching gears, we do have William Lewis, the creator of Washington, You're Fired, also involved in some other great pictures, Beyond Treason, In Plain Sight, Ripple Effect, did all the editing work there. It's an honor to have you on, William. How are you?
Hey, man, thanks. It's good to be on. Pleasure to meet you, too, even though it's over the phone.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been a fan of your work. In fact, In Plain Sight was one of the first documentaries outside of the Alex Jones Library that I was able to share with my family and friends and really get a reaction. It was really a tight-knit 60- or 70-minute documentary, you know, depending on which version you got, that really opened a lot of people's eyes up to the physical evidence. And now you've gone out on your own and you've done this... I'd even call it kind of like a Mr. Lewis goes to Washington and gotten all these pundits, have all this great footage of how our rights have been eviscerated, all this tasering footage, you know, from the don't tase me bro guy to, like Alex said, the kid who wouldn't show his identification in the library and was physically assaulted for it. I mean, why don't you just tell people about this new project?
Well, this new project took us a couple of years to actually assemble, and... it wasn't our intention necessarily to go in this covering 911, but, you know, it's really hard to talk about any of today's current politics without bringing it up because it mm-hmm. applies to just about everything we're talking about. So we went out to some events that were going on in Washington over a couple-year period and interviewed people, West Coast, East Coast, just trying to get a good, even perspective of how the American people truly feel, and I mean, they were very candid. There's hardly one person that we talked to who didn't understand that there was some type of a problem going on in this country, and we didn't have to tell them about all the legislation that was, you know, taking place in the past 7 years. Many of them were aware of, you know, the USA Patriot Act or the John Warner Defense Act or whatever, the Military Commissions Act, and, you know, they would give us the solution that they want to see implemented right there on the spot. And, you know, that's what's so great about this is because you don't know what the American people are willing to do unless you go talk to them and ask them, okay, we've got a problem. What are you willing to do to fix the problem? And, you know, overwhelmingly in our conversations with these people, running for office comes up as a, you know, this is our last-ditch effort, in other words. You know, this is... it's no longer a matter of just going and voting, and you know, this is going to be my contribution to our political system, is just getting the right guy in office. That's just one guy. That's, you know, the executive branch is supposed to have the same power as any of the other three branches. So what good is that one man going to do if he goes in there and he says, I'm going to follow the Constitution, I'm not going to usurp any extra power for the executive branch, then truly, what power does he have over those other two branches? We've got to infiltrate the legislative branch. We've got to put people into office that we know are people like you and me, people who know what the Constitution says, and, you know, aren't willing to play the games of Washington, in other words.
You know, bring back the checks and balances again. You know, isn't that the goal, is to actually have a government for and by the people once more? And I think one of the big problems is that, you know, your average congressman or senator is making, you know, somewhere between $80,000 and $100,000 a year for doing that job, and they're making millions, if not billions, in the private sector for the very same lobbyists that help their campaign out.
Sure, those office buildings in Washington, D.C., are right next to the, you know, the corporation buildings are right next to our government buildings. They are side by side working in coordination with each other. There is no separation of, you know, our business or the business world and Washington, D.C. They've become one. We don't have a president of the United States. We have a CEO. He's running the business of the country. That's all he's interested in. And, you know, people's civil liberties and their rights just go by the wayside because corporations don't care about anything except the bottom line, which is the profit line. And, you know, if they're not making profit, if the government's not making profit, then, you know, they're not achieving their goal, in other words. Their goal is to make money.
Absolutely. Their bottom line is the almighty dollar and profit and really control because, you know, again, the lobbyists control whether these guys get elected or not. It's very rare that anybody is actually able to win a congressional campaign or a senatorial campaign by grassroots. I mean, the one time I can say it happened is when Governor Jesse Ventura got in. But if you're not backed by these people, you don't have commercials, you don't have public awareness, and you really don't have a shot at that office. I think that definitely needs to change in this country, and I think it needs to be an awakening of the people to get them re-energized to follow politics once more in this country. I mean, more people are interested in American Idol and that kind of nonsense and their local sports team than they even know what the three branches of government are. I mean, how many times have I walked up to somebody and said, you know, what are the three branches of government? And they're like, I don't know what you mean. Is it a tree? I'm like, no. There's three branches. There's the judicial, the executive, and the legislative, and they're supposed to keep a balance of one another. And if one goes astray, the other goes after them. And it doesn't happen anymore. You know, national security privileges are invoked. New agencies are erected, such as the Homeland Security Agency, and new bills are passed, eviscerating everyday people's rights, such as the Military Commissions Act, which ended habeas corpus, which has been around since 1215 in the Magna Carta.
Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing about all this is that the people that they put in place kind of as their gatekeepers, you know, to be able to supposedly regulate all of these things. In other words, if somebody has to go to FISA and say, we need a court order to search or to do whatever, then, FISA generally grants that warrant. No problems, no questions asked. It's unusual for that to be denied. But, we just saw a report come out, what was it, a week ago, where those FISA, requests for, you know, spying on you have, like, doubled since 911, and those are just the programs that we know about. The ones that we talked about in Washington, You're Fired, are the secret programs that they don't want you to know about. Yes, the ones that Gonzalez is up there giving his testimony on, telling you that, you know, I can't, no, we're not spying on you in this program, or the question that you just asked me doesn't pertain to the program that we're speaking to today. That word program, you know, that's their code word, that's their wordplay, the way they get away with lying to your face and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this, you know, we had a guy go public for AT&T saying that all of the information AT&T was getting was wired into the quote-unquote secret room. He tried to bring this up in a court of law. It was thrown out. And then now he's in a battle, you know, basically suing these guys, trying to bring this to light, and they're deciding whether or not he can actually sue them. And the only time I saw this presented in the mainstream media was on Keith Olbermann for 8 minutes. And when I bring it up, most people look at me like I have a third eye. And I'm like, no, listen. This guy got on TV and said, look, all of your phone calls are going into this one area. All of your emails are going into this one area. And it's a secure room by our government. Our government should not be tracking and tracing every little thing we do.
No, and that's just one room. You know, we know about 15 others, you know, spread throughout the country. Not that you necessarily need to have access to all those. I mean, just having, being able to tap into the hub of just one telecommunications hub is enough, mm-hmm, to get you just about anything that you need. I mean, every every electronic communication that you can possibly imagine. We're talking about blanket data mining every single American. You know, if you don't have a problem with your telephone conversations being listened to, then, you know, so be it. I've talked to people who are like that, you know, who say, if you don't have anything to hide, then what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of them listening to your telephone conversation? Well, you know, it's a simple matter of privacy, and it's indicated in every single amendment that we have in the Bill of Rights. You know, the right to privacy is at least insinuated in all of this. So we're
talking
about
supposed to be
up.
Secure in our persons and property, yet we're not anymore because they just do whatever they want. We're going to come back on the other side with William Lewis and take your calls. Washington, you're fired. Get it over at Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, JMS, eFoodsDirect.com. It's important that you listen to The Alex Jones Show, Tuesday, April 6th, starting at 1 p.m. as a special segment on the American famine. The president is sending $970 million to third world countries to buy food. Our administration refuses to limit exports, so the food is going to come from America. Other countries are already buying all our food they can get at any price. Farm organizations are trying to stop greedy commodity investors from buying up all our food. Grocery stores are rationing flour, rice, cooking oil, and soon to be corn. Storable apples are almost impossible to find. Alex Jones and I'll be discussing urgent warnings regarding the American famine, Tuesday, April 6th, starting at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you missed this segment, go to eFoodsDirect.com and look up American Famine.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm in for Alex Jones. We're with William Lewis, the writer and director of Washington, You're Fired. You can pick that up over at Infowars.com. I mean, he covers it all, folks. You know, from Hurricane Katrina to the NSA to the illegal FISA warrants. He's got Bob Bowman in this picture. He's got Iraqi veterans and a slew of others. William, you probably say this is your best film to date.
Yeah, I mean, it's turning out that way. You know, for a long time there, it was In Plain Sight.
Mm-hmm.
course, I mean, it was literally shot in my basement and not very much thought put into production or script. I mean, Dave and I would just toss the script back and forth at each other and then turn the camera on. Mm-hmm. You know, that was it. This one was actually scripted out and planned over a two-year period. We have the footage to support all of this and just a great soundtrack to go with it. And it's a motivational piece. You know, it's not designed to scare people to death, although I'm sure you'll find some of the things in there very shocking. It's designed to motivate people to get back into the political process. And, you know, I'm hoping that it's doing its job. I mean, have you seen it yet?
I've only seen parts. I actually watched some of the tasing parts last night, and I went through some of the previews. But, yeah, I did notice that it was really a go out there and get moving. And that's what we need. You know, that's why I love organizations like We Are Change so much, is because, you know, they're not just paying lip service. They're not just doing a radio show like I'm doing now. They're not just on the message boards. They're outside on the streets trying to convert those who have no idea about this information. And that's why movies like yours are such great tools, because, you know, you go out, you get a copy, you make other copies, you share them with your friends and family, you host dinner parties, and you show them this information. And maybe you can turn the light on in a mind that hasn't been awoken yet.
That's right. And, you know, we're finding television stations are more receptive to this one than they have been in the past too. Other projects. Not very much conspiracy on this one, guys. I mean, it's in your face, point blank fact that this is the bill. This is what the bill does. And if you don't do anything except sit on the couch for the next, you know, 2 years, this is what's going to happen. And, this is, you know, why it's so important that we get involved in our political process. And, you know, that goes back to what we were talking about before. I'm not telling people to just drop everything you're doing and run for Congress. Start with your local city and state. I mean, there's plenty of government positions, plenty of, you know, elected positions for you to run for that will affect change in your area. You know, you want to stop cops from tasering people. That's not going to start in Washington. That's going to start in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's start taking some calls. Let's take Justin over in Texas. Justin, are you with us? No, do we not have Justin?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I was calling to ask Mr. Lewis a question.
Sure.
Yeah, this question, William Lewis, is off of something I got off the Internet. Basically, it's a quote, and it has to do with journalistic integrity. It says that, I'll be the first to admit, Loose Change definitely contains errors and still contains some dubious claims and definitely does come to conclusions that are not totally backed by facts. Loose Change is not a fair representation of the 9/11 truth movement. I would recommend 9/11 Press for Truth.
That's not William Lewis. That's Dylan Avery
that I was talking about. And if someone who made the movie Loose Change has such a low opinion of it, I was wondering how Mr. Lewis would expect, or what you think people should expect from movies like Loose Change, who claim to be a part of the truth movement, when actually they have no facts backing them up.
Hold on, guy. I know you call in every time that I do the show now, and no facts to back it up. What are you on, dude? Hold on. I'm going to keep you on for a second.
Where is it?
You name one claim. Hold on. I'm going to give you a chance to talk. You name one claim that's not backed up. Do it.
Okay, that Todd Beamer didn't die on Flight 93 when
That's not true. That's not in the movie, dude. You tell me where that says that Todd Beamer didn't die. That's so ridiculous. All right, I'm going to have to let you go. You know, William Lewis is with... William, will you hang with me for 5 more minutes on the other side?
Sure.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be back with William Lewis and then Irene Spencer. All right, we'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved